An ominous warning from the US president echoing the film Apocalypse Now, after he rebranded the Department of Defense as the Department of War.
I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Chicago about to find out why it's called the Department of War.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not confirmed whether it has sent more agents to Chicago. The governor of Illinois has said that he believes immigration raids would coincide with Mexican Independence Day festivals organized for this weekend and next. Some Mexican festivals in the Chicago area have been called off amid fears of raids. Trump's threats have also prompted many Latino residents to carry their U.S. passports. Residents of the Democratic stronghold took to the streets in the wake of the president's warnings.
Every single immigrant is a human. Every single immigrant has every single right to have their families stay together.
And we held a rally at Broadview last week. When the cops tried to tell us to leave, when ICE tried to tell us to leave, we stayed and they were forced to accept our presence.
Chicago's residents are also bracing for the potential arrival of National Guard troops after the U.S. president announced he decided on another city he plans to send them, without specifying where. Trump's troop and federal agent deployments, which started in June in Los Angeles, followed by Washington after Trump declared what he called a crime emergency, are viewed by critics as an authoritarian display of force. Earlier this week, a federal judge ruled that his administration illegally deployed National Guard troops in Los Angeles amid demonstrations against immigration raids.